USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York ordered a statewide lockdown amid the worsening coronavirus pandemic that will shut down most of the Empire State, including New York City.
And the number of cases portends a total overwhelming of our hospital system. So we're going to put out an executive order today. New York State on pause. Policies that assure uniform safety for everyone.
The restrictions will take effect Sunday night at 8 p.m. and will shut down all non-essential businesses across the state, ban all non-solitary outside activity like basketball games and other team sports, and require all non-essential government and private sector employees work from home. The new emergency action came as the Empire State's coronavirus case count ballooned to more than 7,100 cases across the state, and 4,400 of those are in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley is parting ways with Boeing. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Boeing has confirmed that Nikki Haley has resigned from its board of directors after serving on the board for less than a year. Haley reportedly stepping down in opposition to the company's request for government aid as a result of the virus. Boeing had earlier this week said it was going to seek $60 billion in federal assistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr, the Republican from North Carolina, is asking for an ethics review after coming under criticism for selling off as much as $1.7 million in stocks just before the market dropped in February as government officials began to issue stark warnings about the effects of the coronavirus. Several of the stocks were in companies that own hotels. There is no indication that Burr, who is not running for re-election, had inside information as he sold each stock. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Open road truckers are having to change the way they do business with the coronavirus. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the details.
U.S. safety regulators are suspending the rules that limit daily driving hours for truck drivers moving emergency supplies such as medical equipment, hand sanitizers, and food in response to the nationwide Chinese coronavirus outbreak. Truckers, though, are running into problems such as restaurants not being open, and some guys are even running out of gas along the interstate. Ed Zimmerman is an over-the-road truck driver, and he tells Fox News there's plenty of food out there.
The biggest thing right now is the fact that the reason stores are out is because people are buying abnormally. They're stocking up. They're hoarding it. There's plenty of food in the supply chain. It just takes time to get from the plant to the warehouse to the grocery store. And when people buy extra and hoard it up, that puts an abnormal stress on the chain.
A 90-year-old woman who contracted coronavirus at Life Care Center Senior Care Facility in Seattle has fully recovered. Life Care Center experienced a massive spread of the virus in mid-February. According to a CDC investigation, 62% of the roughly 130 elderly residents became infected, and more than a quarter of those have died. Geneva Wood, however, is now a beacon of hope for the thousands of Americans with the virus and the millions more fearing it, as health officials have said elderly people and those with chronic medical problems are especially vulnerable to the disease. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.